بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we live in a strange world where people have put earning money above everything else. And one of the most disgusting and one of the most evil ways in which this is done is by those who make videos criticizing others, and that also not criticizing others who are alive and who can defend themselves, but criticizing people who are long dead. So these people, they make videos, they pick at random this or that alim, this or that Sufi, this or that sheikh, and they make allegations against them, and they say, so and so said this. Now, if you ask them, did you hear that? Were you there when he said it? He said, no, I wasn't there. I couldn't have been there because this man died 200 years ago. Okay. So how do you know he said it? Oh, but people say that he said this. So that's the first problem. Second thing is they say, oh, but in this particular book which he wrote, he said this. Now again, if you go into if you want to do some research in terms of accuracy, which you would have to do if you were actually making an allegation. If you brought this as evidence in court, then they would say, well, how do you know that this book which you have in your hand was actually written by that person? Or how do you know that something which is in that book was written by that person? How do you know that? Do you know that? Or don't you know that? Because anyone can write a book and ascribe it to somebody, number one. Number two, what is even more common and happens, is that people can take a book which is written by an individual and then they can twist it and they can change things in it and they can add to it and subtract from it and publish it in the name of that individual. So suddenly now you have this book allegedly written by so-and-so, which has all kinds of objectionable matter in it. And so now you say, well, this book written by so-and-so, this is what he said. Now, a point is, so what do you want to do about that? So what you do about that is you make a video about it. The reality of life is that the reason you make this video is not because you are so concerned about society and about the evil that is spreading in it and so on and so forth. The reason you are doing it is to make clickbait. You want to make videos about controversial things, so that you can get viewers. And when you have enough viewers, then you can monetize your content and YouTube pays you for it. So you become a YouTuber. Just think about that. The most, what is the best way of calling it? Is it popular or highest paid? YouTubers in the world, what do? They give you running commentary of video games which is laced or which is full of profanity. That's the world we are living in. So if you look at something and you comment on it using curse words, using profanity, then this is popular. And you get a lot of viewers. And because you get a lot of viewers, then YouTube pays you for it, right? They monetize your content. They send targeted ads on those videos, and so they pay you for it. Now that is the real purpose behind people like this, behind making such videos on controversial subjects which are really completely worthless. It's just a way to get to attract attention. So you instead of I'm saying, how come people don't make videos on the importance of praying five times Salah on time? Now this is something which is a differentiator between you going into Jannah or Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this. This is the most open and clear fact in life. Why is it people don't make videos about that? Because it is boring. For this miserable world that we live in, this is boring. Something which is of the highest value is boring, so nobody wants to see it. How come we don't make videos about things which are the actual fundamental principles of life on living Islam? right? You see videos, and if you see the number of videos, I mean, people who make videos like that, you see how many followers they have. You see how many clicks on their videos, how many people have watched those videos. You will have 10 people, 12 people, 15 people. And you make one video on a highly controversial subject, which really is worthless. It is not top of the mind in anybody's reckoning. Nobody's even thinking about it. But you dig up, it's like digging up dirt from the ground, and then it attracts a lot of flies, right? Lots and lots of flies, because it stinks to high heavens, and it attracts a lot of flies. Now, what must you do when somebody forwards you a video which is on a controversial, religious, controversial subject? I don't even want to go into the details because of what people send me. I'll just tell you what I do with it. I immediately delete it. I delete it, number one. Number two, I send a message to the person who sent me that video saying, please do not send me videos like this. Number three, what I do not do is to click on that video, because the purpose of the video is for you to click on it. That's why it's called clickbait. That's the purpose. If you click on the video, then you have fulfilled the purpose for which the video has been created. It doesn't matter if you didn't watch it, if you just clicked on it and you turned it off, which means you were there for 1 second, it still counts as one viewer. As one viewer, and therefore it adds up to the total that this person is trying to reach to show YouTube that he is a very popular video maker. So delete immediately. Please understand that anyone who is genuinely interested in a issue can easily address the issue without bringing any names into it, without digging up dirt from here and there, without trying to expose, without trying to malign, without trying to badmouth anybody. They can look at the issue and they can say that this is something which is wrong, which should not be done. This is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. This is something which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has criticized and told us not to do. And you can guide people very easily without any problem just by that. Right? If you are not doing that, instead of that, if you are bringing in the names of people and you're saying, see what so-and-so said, all of you thought that this so-and-so was such a great alim, actually he was a miserable person, and this is what this is how he misled people and so on, then really, believe me, your intention is not to correct anybody. Your intention is slander, your intention is backbiting, your intention is ghiba and namima and buhtan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you are like those who eat the flesh of their dead brother. That is what you are, a carrion eater, and you are somebody like that. So please do not look at such videos. Don't click on them. Just put them into the place where they belong, which is your trash can. And tell anybody who sent you those videos to please not send them, and explain to them why you are saying that, because you say we don't want to support people who make these claims. What must you do? As I said, if it's an issue, if it's a person who's alive, go meet that person, go talk to that person, pick up the phone, send them an email, whatever it is, individual, face to face, talk to them and explain to them what they are doing wrong and tell them why it is wrong. Inshallah, this should be enough. If that is not enough, if the person still continues to do that, then you have fulfilled your duty and nothing more is required on you. You are not a prophet, you are not a messenger of Allah, you are not a Nabi or a Rasul. It is not your job to correct the whole world. If it is somebody who is dead and you happen to find this book, I mean, surely you've got better things to do in your life than to dig up all kinds of stuff. You know, get a life, for God's sake. I mean, what kind of life do you have that you have nothing else to do than to dig up all this stuff? So, but anyway, for however, whatever way, maybe you didn't dig it up, maybe somebody dug it up for you and gave you the book or whatever. So if you find something like this, which is in the past, and if you think that it is relevant enough, because the evil continues, that thing which should be criticized exists even now, then talk about that event, talk about that thing, talk about that action, talk about that practice, and say that this is a wrong practice, this is something which should not be done, and give the reasons for it from the Kitab of Allah and from the Sunnah of Rasulullah as to why it is prohibited. And that is more than sufficient, and as I said, your job is over. Right? Final point, my submission is, forget all of this and focus on yourself. And say, my actions, are they going to take me into Jannah or Jahannam? Because that is the only thing which matters. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter who did what, it doesn't matter who said what. What matters is, what did you do and what did you say? وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. It's not on me to do anything more than to state clearly what I had to say. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ.